SAFM. Prime time all day long.
Well, the Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, I understand, has said he believes the eThekwini municipality has now ensured that 90% of the city is getting proper water. But residents in some areas say their problems have still not been resolved. There have been long-running problems in eThekwini. National government's also been meeting with the eThekwini administration as a sort of intervention. And in some places, people have told us in Inanda, for example, in some parts of Inanda, some people had water but haven't had water for periods of over a year. Alice Govender is the deputy chair of the Phoenix Civic and Ratepayers Association. Alice, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What problems are your members having in that area around water?
The Phoenix area has been hard hit by the erratic water supply. We have our neighboring community that's now going 320 days without water. This is a human catastrophe on such a large scale. So, you know, despite numerous interventions and meetings with our local municipality, with Mr. Konda and his team, all we get are promises, but there's no delivery on those promises.
How big is the area without water? You talk about your community, you talk about the neighboring community. I think the Deputy President believes 90% of the city has water. Is that true?
I'm going to disagree with that statement that Mr. Mashatile has made publicly, because I don't know where he gets these figures from. I don't know what he's being fed by eThekwini Municipality. I don't know what the mayor and his delegation is telling the deputy president, because that's certainly not the case on the ground. Because if there was a case on the ground, you wouldn't see us protesting. You wouldn't see us constantly writing to the municipality, trying to engage with them, trying to get water tankers every day. Just yesterday, we were requesting water tankers, and we've been doing that from early in the morning, from about 6, 7 in the morning. The water only came at 7 p.m. in the evening. I mean, how does a city run itself?
I mean, there's... Is it true then there's some areas, you talk about the community next to you, for example, you have some areas that have been used to having water and some now that just haven't had proper water for months? I mean, is there any indication the municipality is trying to fix it? Do you know if they actually can fix it?
We've had various meetings and engagements with both municipality, eThekwini Municipality, and including Mr. Senzo Mkunu, the National Minister of Water, who's been down to Durban recently and had meetings in both Verulam as well as in Phoenix, where he came and addressed the people, spoke about 69 valves that needed to be replaced. The valves were being replaced. Then the valves were replaced. Then it was, he gave a deadline date of the 15th of February, where there will be water running in our taps 24 hours a day, as if we've never had a problem. All of that has failed. They were also of great concern to ourselves, as well as to other organizations that we partner with and are affiliated with, as that, you know, when we get this water running, he's going to come back and he's going to have another meeting, but it's going to be a good one. None of that's happened. And for me, what is really, really concerning is that all the efforts that Mr. Senzo Mtunu had put into place to ensure that the 15th deadline of the 15th was met was reversed 2 days after he left KZN by eThekwini Municipality. And I beg to ask the question, why did that happen? So when national government speaks to local government, and then those decisions are reversed, one has to wonder what's going on here.
So there was a big meeting this week, I understand, between national government and the eThekwini administration. Do you think national government needs to intervene in a bigger way? And I put this to the minister before. He said that if it were up to him, he would like to see the national government having more powers in these situations. From where you sit, do you think that national government needs to just take over the water in eThekwini?
I believe that decision is long overdue and it should have been done months ago. eThekwini is an embattled municipality and we need to be put under administration. So I don't understand where all of this is coming from. I do not believe that his visit to Durban was based on his concern for the ratepayers and the constituents of this province. I don't believe that for one moment.
Alice Govender, thank you. The Deputy Chair of the Phoenix Civic and Ratepayers Association. Will, your view on that, and we've seen so many different water problems, more reports today about issues in Joburg and future issues that could happen. And how do we resolve all of this?